just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just a rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So let's do rule three.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Jeff. Sitting next to me, to my left, is the beautiful Big Shot.
What's happening, Jeff?
Not much, man.
Richard,
I'm kind of getting like deja vu. I'm doing this so much.
And, of course, I am Rocky. Sorry, our intern, CC, did not start it right.
CC? So, is it CC this week?
Yeah, CC.
I thought it was Brittany.
No, Brittany.
We got rid of Brittany?
She moved on to a different career.
She's bigger and better things.
Yeah. Okay, good going, Brittany.
So, CC, good job. Anyway, I'm, of course, Rocky. We're, we're back at it once again this week. So, what were you're talking about different heroes and different things. We got this segment. We got, you say you got a question you want to ask coming up later.
Got a rant question, and then you got your new segment coming up. I think it's going to be a continued thing, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to keep this one going.
Okay. As I kind of like it. And now I won't be giving it 15 minutes for a show, so I'll be a little more prepared.
So I'm glad every... You know, I will tell everybody out there, I tell these two what the Google Drive thing is, and, they don't remember.
You know, I deleted that off my phone. I should really reload it.
I probably need to reload it, too. It was eating up so much of my storage space,
Gosh, man. Come on.
You know that whack commercial with storage, managed storage, fool? My phone was doing that too much.
With the picture, when it's like,
You can't take any photos because your storage is full.
Well, before we get going, let's go into Heroes of the Weekend. It's the Rule 3 Breakdown Edition, Heroes of the Weekend. Myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else.
Walking on air. We all
this
walking
song
on air.
Is great, man.
If we were in Colorado, we'd really be walking on air, wouldn't
right.
we?
You see, there was a reason we did this again, so you can hear the song again.
It's
as good as not it's second time around. So anyway, Heroes of the Weekend, in case you don't know what it means, it's Heroes of the Weekend, and boy, we got some heroes this weekend.
So first off, Le'Veon Bell. I think we can all agree. Hell of a weekend. I mean, what do you say? He out yardage an entire NFL team.
He killed my guy in fantasy. So.
Buddy Ryan is somewhere rolling in his grave that his two sons allowed 236 yards rushing and another 60 yards receiving to one guy and three touchdowns.
Three touchdowns.
Jeez. Ooh.
Fantasy player of the week.
Oh, absolutely. Easy. Do you fantasy player of the year for 1 week?
Yeah,
exactly.
Him and Brady was right there. Brady had a huge game like that.
Yeah, but not like 45.
He had 50, I thought. We're in one of my leagues.
It depends on what league you play him in.
Standard scoring. Yeah. I got you.
So, all right, that's one of yours. Do you have any
more? My other one is Janoris Jenkins, the corner for the New York football Giants.
How do you give it to him over Vernon or any of the other guys? Because let me tell you why.
Because he shut down.
First of all, the interception, yes, he absolutely had. If you watch the tape, Dez Bryant slipped. Janoris Jenkins, the most overpaid cornerback in the league. He had a good game. Yes, absolutely. He got the ball thrown to him. He should catch that. Go to the fumble. Watch the play. He never touched the ball. Dez dropped it. Dez let go of the drop.
When
he never actually did.
When you get hit, that
it wasn't a hit by him. It was another hit.
No, he had him at the legs.
He didn't.
I'm not going to listen to this cowboy rhetoric. I'm not going to.
Okay, well, you don't have to. I'm going to tell you about it.
Okay, talk about all the great special teams.
No, he played good.
Made.
Don't get me wrong. He played good, but he's not the MVP of that game.
Oh, look, Olivier Vernon is a boss.
I would give the whole defensive line for Giants.
I tried to pick
the
a more underrated, not as well.
No, you picked him because you know that's the one guy that was going to get under my skin this week.
Especially well, all that stuff you bashed him about last week. Janoris Jenkins sucks. He's the
suck. Corner in the league. He is. I'm telling you. If we actually attacked him, we would have been all right. We didn't attack
him. You have to have a good receiver to do that.
We have a very good receiver. Dude, I swear. We're not doing this on this today's show. Dez Bryant is one of the top 10 wide receivers overrated. In the league. I don't care what you say. We're not doing that today. We're not. I'll cut your mic. We're not doing that today.
Like, you can't diss 88.
No, listen.
That's Rocky's rule
right there. He is one dude. This is my Cam Newton thing. All right. Once again, I'm telling you, today's rule: no bashing, no 88. He had a bad game. It happens. Move on.
If there's one week I do get to bash him, it gets to be
enjoy it. I almost
or
say,
until they play the Giants in the playoffs and he does it again.
I absolutely hope and pray the Giants get to the playoffs and come to Dallas, or we go to New York. I don't care, because I want to beat that team at least one time to get to the Super Bowl, and I'm fine with that. Anyway, Janoris Jenkins, he had a good game.
And that's why he is my hero of the week.
Right,
you know who I'm going to. I'm going to Durham and Duke University. Not only did they win by 50, but Grayson Allen, your guy, you know you love him, 12 for 16, 34 points. Did you see the dunks he was having?
Ooh, he slammed
he was getting all over UNLV Saturday. Way to go, Grayson Allen. Duke looks so scary good, man. It is really scary how good this team is.
Is UNLV that
really
good, though?
No,
I don't think
they're not. But
Duke
is going to take his
good.
Opportunity.
That's all right.
Listen.
We beat a team by 50. You got to say something
when,
about it.
When you trip everybody on the court, you should be
see,
really
stop,
good.
Stop.
I'm just saying.
Hey, last year, I'm a Florida State fan. That happened to us twice with Grayson
It happened
Allen.
To me three times with NC State.
That was last year.
It's going to happen again because, you know, Christian Laettner and now him. You just have players that can't play.
It's
clean.
About the good white boy ballers that play at Duke University that people don't like. Christian Laettner, J.J. Redick, now Grayson Allen. What is that about?
I love all three
there
of those
There was nothing
guys.
Wrong with J.J. Redick.
Those guys.
I can't stand Grayson Allen. He
I mean,
Lewis.
Yeah, the Tripper thing was.
I like J.J. Redick. Don't get me wrong.
Pathetic,
but yes,
and Leitner's the greatest college basketball player of all time. So.
One of them. So who else you got?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
The pretty boy.
He won his fourth Ball d'Or as you. World's top soccer player. Only Leo Messi has record
they be
five.
Junk riding this guy so much, man. It gets on my nerves. Athletes that I can't stand, he is one of them. And it's not because he talks or he's conceited or anything. It's just, for me, he's overrated. Because
he's really good looking?
I mean, that goes in territory. I mean,
that's why I hate Tom Brady. He's so good and
he's
really
overrated?
Good looking.
Ronaldo. They always
you out your mind.
You're crazy.
Portugal won last year. He was
on
the bench.
Hold on.
I need my team to carry me because
Ronaldo and Messi. Wait a minute.
How many goals did he score against Barcelona?
Hey, right now, if
ago?
You look, no Ronaldo won his fourth best soccer player in the world. Leo Messi is number one. Dude, that's not that bad. I mean, I don't care what you say. He won the award.
He's got to have the stats to back it
right.
up.
He's got the stats.
Junk riding Ronaldo. That's
no,
all it is, man. Because he's their biggest star,
you're,
man. He
you're
gets
hating.
On my nerves.
All right, you hating. All right, Janoris Jenkins. Good job. Going to the – do you have
yeah,
any more?
Good job, Janoris. Let yeah, me give yeah. back that shout-out to Janoris. My God.
Are you two really trying to get under my skin
you
tonight?
You know I hate the Cowboys. I was so happy when they lost last.
Hey, overrated is not – all right, no, we're not doing it. I'm telling you. So –
we're going to do it. It's going to happen to keep messing with it.
All right. There we go. There we go. Mic cut.
Oh.
There we go. This is what happens. I've got two. First one, I don't like to pick on people for getting fired. But I'm going to pick on somebody for getting fired today. Jeff Fisher. He got fired by the Rams. Good for you for getting fired one day after tying the NFL record for most career losses by a head coach. You ain't breaking the record. You'll always be tied with Dan Reeves because you ain't getting another full-time
well,
job.
Well, Dan Reeves coached in like three or four Super Bowls.
No offense, he won a Super Bowl too. No.
No,
he
didn't.
He was in three, though.
He was in a few.
Give him credit. I mean, you know.
Jeff Fisher got
I don't want to see somebody get fired.
And they threw a pass short of the goal line when they needed a touchdown, which was stupid too. But that's
then,
besides the point.
Then I have one for former WWE vet Shad Gaspard. You remember Crime Time, right?
Oh, yeah.
He stopped an armed robbery at a Florida gas station.
I read
weekend.
That.
Nice.
So you're actually a hero of the weekend.
A real hero.
A real hero.
That doesn't happen very often.
No. Not no, it doesn't. But hey, he actually is. Let's go into our next new segment we're going to do. Should he stay or should he go?
I was like, please play that song.
The breakdown, should he stay or should he go?
All right, breakdown, should he stay or should he go? We're bringing this one back. We're going to start with coaches. Tell me, should he stay or should he go? Just tell me. Rex Ryan with the Bills. He ain't got fired yet.
Stay.
Stay.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
They play hard for him. They just don't have the talent.
You look at Watkins. They don't have a wide receiver. Their offensive line is suspect, to say the least. They still got McCoy, and if you're really banking on Tyrod Taylor as like your franchise quarterback, it's not that great. The defense has always been playing well. They're running the ball decent. They just don't have the quarterback or the wide receivers. I said their defense is playing well.
Did you see what they did yesterday?
Okay, well,
to Le'Veon Bell. Don't tell me
Le'Veon Bell is going to get some defensive coordinators fired.
I know, but the Steelers, the offensive line is not that great. They've been playing better
lately. But they intercepted Roethlisberger 3 times. They just, unfortunately, in that heavy snow in Buffalo, they couldn't stop Le'Veon. All right.
So you think that he should stay?
At least one more year.
He needs to go. All right. You're 14 and 15. He should have never been hired as the Bills coach.
You're crazy.
You need to go ahead and get right to Tyrod Taylor, which I've been rumors they're going to start Cardale Jones in the next couple weeks.
He's even worse.
You know what? You see what you got with him, because Tyrod Taylor's not going to win you games. He'll win you maybe 6 or 7, maybe 8. But he's not going to make you get to the playoffs and win a playoff game.
I mean, Rex Ryan can't get a quarterback.
I think Rex Ryan, Rob Ryan, both of them should go.
You should start over. Get rid of the Ryans.
Get rid of both Ryans. Start over. Get you a real coach, because Rex Ryan is nothing
but
talk. Rex Ryan,
come on now. Two AFC championship games.
He's nothing but talk. When has he done anything since that? What has he done since that?
When's he had a good quarterback?
Go to a better franchise and learn how to do it. He's been there 2 years. You can make some productive moves.
He's not the GM.
He needs to go somewhere where he can get a GM that will work with him if nobody's working with him.
And plus, free agents ain't banging on the door. I want to play in Buffalo.
Dude, you winning, they'll play wherever.
It's cold as hell.
Did you see it yesterday? It looked real cold.
No, it was cold in New York,
too. I was shivering when I saw the highlights.
That's why Le'Veon Bell ran so much, because he was like, I'm trying to get this game over with. It's cold out here.
Too cold.
Trying to get off the field, get on that sideline.
The next coach, Gus Bradley of the Jacks.
Gone.
Gone.
He should go. Too much talent to be
and so
terrible.
Many expectations for that team this year, and they 2-11. 2-11?
2-11.
You need a good offensive-minded guy to go down there and help Blake Bortles and that offense click. I think the defense will be okay.
I got the perfect guy. I think he does go. I got the perfect guy. I think Josh McDaniels would be great.
He's number one on a lot of teams' lists. Yeah. He's going to have his pick.
I would say Jacksonville would be perfect.
I would take Jacksonville over L.A.
Really?
Yeah.
L.A. is going to give him a few years to rebuild. Yeah, you got a young quarterback, running back.
Step in, and if you get – even if you have to go to the draft and get a Deshaun Watson or something like that to come in to be the quarterback – it's better than going to Jared Goff, where you got Jared Goff and
you got Todd Gurley, but you get two good weapons.
You still got a pretty stout defense,
right?
But see, Jacksonville's defense hasn't been bad. They haven't been getting blown out or giving up 30 or 40 points.
Who, Jaguars?
It's the Blake Bortles issue. Like Blake Bortles, we need to find out if he's. I don't think he's the real deal, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I think you got
to
move on.
I think you need to give him another year. He gets another year under somebody new.
I mean, we thought he was progressing last year, and then he has this huge slide.
Well, they changed nothing. They changed nothing.
But you have to give him another year. Yes. You got to give him another year.
So Bradley's out. He's out. Bortles.
Joe Pagano of the Colts.
I tried to fire him 2-3 years ago.
He's gone. Gone. You got to get
gone.
Gone.
Poor Andrew Luck.
Let me tell you something that's been wasted. Pagano on this guy. You got to move on. You got to hire somebody else.
You know what? I'd be okay with Pagano staying if they fired a GM.
GM definitely needs to
go. GM's got to go before Pagano.
Andrew Luck is getting wasted.
Pagano's got to go too.
Andrew Luck has had no running game, no defense since he came in.
To me, when you change a coach, and the GM, just like Buffalo, the GM Buffalo needs to go. They need to start over, build, because you want to have that relationship GM coach come in and start over. Mike McCoy of the Chargers.
Stay.
Yeah. The Chargers playing hard. They are just so decimated by injuries. The Bosa holdout,
yeah,
which wasn't his fault.
Well, I will tell you, every single game the Chargers get at least three or four players a game hurt.
Yeah.
Every single game. It's, I was talking to my buddy who was – I was at the game yesterday. He's a Chargers fan. He's like, our strength and condition coach is horrible. Every single year. If you look at their team, it's like this every single year.
Well, the CBA makes it impossible for teams to stay healthy because they don't let these guys practice. How right. can you be good at your craft if you don't practice?
Right, but you get better strength and coaching, condition coaches. This guy – but one team – I've never seen more snake-bitten with injuries no. than yeah. this team.
I mean,
look, every single year, always back to Malcolm Floyd a couple years ago.
They're looking at, I mean, they lost Gordon,
yeah.
Woodhead, Manti Te'a,
yeah.
Bosa, Keenan Allen. I mean, if Keenan Allen was on that field yesterday, the yeah. Panthers lose
yeah.
easily. That yeah. dude blows the top off everybody. Yeah. He's so good.
No, absolutely. I think McCoy gets another year.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
I mean, he yeah. got – Melvin Gordon to start looking like the guy they drafted yeah. this year. So, get this guy another year.
Todd Bowles of the Jets.
Stay.
Got to have another year, man. The GM can probably go, but they need to get together and they need to fix whatever they got in the kitchen.
I just yeah. want to give him one more year, man. Last year, you look at Ryan, what he did with Ryan Fitzpatrick, he looked really good this year. It just didn't turn out that way. And I just want to give him a third year. Todd Bowles is a good coach. And I'm not – I mean, this is going to sound crazy because, you know, I'm a short white guy. But I do root for African-American head coaches in this league. And Todd Bowles is a good African-American head coach. And I'd hate to see him lose yeah. his job.
I agree with you. He needs to have at least another year, 2 years, I would say. Because you talk about a train wreck of organization. There was a coach there before him where him and the GM just ran into the ground. And the person I'm talking about is Rex Ryan.
We know.
Which, he's doing the same thing to Buffalo. The Jets need to
– I mean
– they need a better draft.
But they overpaid Revis on this third right. contract, which they should have never done. They haven't addressed the secondary at all. D. Milner was a huge bust.
Yep.
At least the Leonard kid that they drafted was okay.
With that, and the linebacker's good.
They let Chris Ivory leave, and you bring in 35-year-old Matt Forte.
He's played well. Really well.
He's had a good right. season, man. He has. But if you watch their games, they're throwing it 40, 45 times and giving him the ball.
And what really hurt this team when Eric Decker went out. Like, oh, yeah, Eric yeah. Decker was Fitzpatrick's safety blanket. He knew what Eric Decker was going to do. And when he went out, he didn't have
it anymore. They've not had any weapons at wide receiver in 8 years, it seems.
I mean, Brandon Marshall caught 1,100 right. yards worth of passes last year.
Marshall, yes. And Decker, yes. But before that, I mean, they haven't had nothing. And when them get hurt, you're done. They have no depth.
No tight end.
They got two, and that's it.
They have no
depth. Todd Bowles stays. You give him another year. Marvin Lewis of the Bengals.
Whew. I think he's gone, man.
They're 5-7.
But they love Marvin Lewis for some reason,
stay.
Man.
Stay.
Just
stay. And just because this year was just – you just felt like after that playoff loss last year, the ugliness that went down, there was just a lull. And I feel like them getting spanked this year and not having a good record, these guys will come back together stronger and be a good team next year.
Time to go. Here's one. And I agree with you on the black head coach thing. I hate seeing Marvin Lewis go or any black head coach go because they need a chance. But this guy's had chances.
Yeah. Dude.
And if you look at that locker room, it is never going to get better. Did you see Adam Jones yesterday? I mean, the garbage can thing with Terrell Pryor after the game?
That was funny.
It was funny. But, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I understand.
And it's the same thing with Burfict. Every single year, Burfict is one of the dirtiest players in this league.
He has been quiet, rather
quiet.
He's
been quiet lately. But
he ain't been playing as well.
Right. Yeah. But this team, it's like they're never getting over that hump. Never getting over that hump.
You're missing Eifert at the beginning of the year. Now you're missing AJ Green at the end of the year.
Geo's out. But, dude, even when they were in there, the Dallas game, they got completely blown out. And no offense, they should have played better on offense.
Yeah.
Our defense is not that good, but, hey, we stood up. We played better lately, don't get me wrong. But when we were missing those pieces, they got blown out in Dallas. I just think it's time for a change. Hugh Jackson of the Browns.
Stay.
Got to stay, man. Yeah, we knew what he was going into. We said at the beginning of the season he'd be lucky to win two games. He's not going to win one game.
Nope, because I thought yesterday was their best
chance.
That
was their best
chance. I picked them to win yesterday. And boy, that was wrong.
All wrong. They got smashed.
So, yeah, I'll say stay. You got to give this guy at least three more years because it's going to take a while.
I mean, who goes there? Tony Romo, Jay Cutler, Cam Newton?
Mike Glennon.
Mike Glennon.
Is a good choice, mm-hmm. I would think.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
One of those guys, but I wouldn't go. Cam ain't going nowhere.
So,
dude.
You don't think Cleveland reaches for either one of the Deshauns, Kaiser, or Watson?
No. I don't think – they might get – from what I heard, they're going after Watson with the first pick. No, they're going after
– Trubisky.
No. They're going after –
Kaiser.
Nope, the defense end.
Miles. He's not even sure if he wants to come out,
if he comes out –
I wouldn't either if I knew I was going to Cleveland.
The rumor right now is they're going to get him, and then the second first-round pick, they'll get a quarterback.
Who they gonna get?
I don't know.
Mick Trubisky.
A lot of people like him.
He's a pretty good. I mean, you know, project. Couple years, we'll see.
Well, I don't want any more Carolina Tar Heel football players on my football team.
So he's staying, John Fox of the Bears.
Oh yeah, definitely staying. You see how well the Bears defense is playing right now? The Bears.
Yeah, you talk about another coach who was really hurt by injury this year. Man, if you look at the beginning of the year, them in Minnesota, it was like. It's good brutal. Lord.
I will say stay. He gets a couple more years. Here's the interesting one. Sean Payton of the Saints.
He's definitely staying. He's staying. As long as Drew Brees is the quarterback down there, he's got to stay.
Yeah. There's not even
he's
discussion.
On the hot seat.
No.
He's on the hot seat.
That man is sitting on a seat of ice.
Why? Because you win a Super
he
Bowl
He won
once.
A Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know who else did? Mike McCarthy.
And it's not his fault that a majority of their cap dollars is tied up in their quarterback.
That's part of the problem because, listen, you're acting like these coaches don't have anything to do with the GMs. Most of these coaches and GM work together.
I don't think most so because I don't think Ron Rivera had something to say. They wouldn't let him get rid of Josh Norman.
That's very true. I agree with that one. Now, there's a lot of GMs that don't.
Dave Gettleman's a jackass, but that's whatever.
And you know rule one of any business venture. Never make an emotional decision. And Gettleman made a very emotional decision when he pulled the franchise tag from Norman because he wasn't getting his way because Norman was being a little,
diva?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so Sean Payton stays. Chip Kelly of the 49ers.
They're going to keep him.
They're going to keep him.
I don't know why they're going to keep him because he's terrible. They gave up a 17-0 lead to Bryce Petty and the Jets? Yesterday?
He's got to get another year. He was there 1 year. You got to keep him the second year.
You don't got to keep this clown. He sucks.
Is that all you got for those? No, I've got one more, okay. And then we're done. Bruce Arians of the Cardinals.
Oh, he's definitely
5-7-1.
No, I was going to bring up this. Actually, I'm glad you mentioned him. Two guys, actually. Bruce Arians and actually Mike Zimmer. There's a good chance that they might have to quit coaching
because of their health.
I'd hate to see it. I think Bruce Arians is a really, really good head coach. I would take him over a lot of coaches in this league. But if he's not healthy, and Mike Zimmer, man, he's getting an eye surgery every week. Like, he's about to go blind.
He's getting another surgery?
He just had one.
No, I know he had that one.
Now they're saying he might have to have another one, too.
And, you know, that would be sad because I like Zimmer. I like Arians. But, you know, this team, the Cardinal team, underachieved.
That's Carson Palmer, man.
He's part of the team, right?
No, I'm saying it's on Carson Palmer.
No, it's on the team, all right? They look at their defense. Carson Palmer don't play defense last time I checked. The defense underachieved. Now, part of it, the Honey Badger was out. They had injuries. But that's every NFL team every year.
Yeah, we've said that like five times now.
But, yes, that's every NFL
That's
team.
Crazy. Three of the final four from last year probably aren't going to make the freaking playoffs this year.
Nope. It's a new year, man. So, anyway, that's our
coach. Both Super Bowl teams could miss.
Both Super Bowl teams and both NFC championship contenders are going to miss the playoffs.
They're going to miss. They're out.
Yeah.
And the Broncos.
Broncos are out,
They're too. Out, too.
They ain't, they got a great chance, but they ain't making it.
What up, Pate?
Right. Yeah. Y'all got anything else?
Nah, that is going to do it for this segment of the Rule of Three. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff. I'm joined by a beautiful Big Shot.
Side piece.
And, of course, I'm Rocky. Everybody on Periscope, stick around. Everybody else, catch us later.
Good day.